Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Members of OPEC Plus, the oil cartel, and its allies, including Russia, wrapped up a meeting today with a decision not to change its targets for shipping oil to the global economy. Members had agreed in October to reduce output to 2 million barrels a day until the end of next year. The decision comes as Western nations impose a $60 a barrel price cap on Russian oil in an effort to prevent Russia from using its money to finance the war in Ukraine. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
There's a lot of uncertainty right now in the global oil market, and OPEC Plus may just want to see how things play out over the next few weeks and months. And one of those uncertainties is Russia. Russia is one of the world's largest oil producers, and come tomorrow, one of its major customers, the European Union, is saying, we don't want your crude anymore. On top of that, you have the Group of Seven industrialized nations putting a price cap on Russian crude sold throughout the rest of the world.
NPR's Jackie Northam. Iran's attorney general says the group of religious police who enforce the Islamic dress code has been disbanded. His comments follow months of protests triggered by the death of a young woman in their custody. The announcement has not been confirmed. It would not necessarily mean the law on headscarves would change. The BBC's Siva Shardalan reports it's unlikely to end protests.
As far as the protesters are concerned, this is just a bit too little, too late. And they're all saying that they are smelling weakness in the regime, so that it seems to have even further emboldened them. The opposition has called for a three-day strike and street protests tomorrow and 2 days afterwards. And it's just enforced and reinforced their call and their determination to hang in there and continue their protests.
The BBC, Siyavan Shardalan. Former President Trump is causing more headaches for the GOP. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Trump is running for president again in 2024, and he is the current front runner for the Republican nomination. This weekend, he posted on his social media site, Truth Social, his usual lie that he was the, quote, rightful winner of the 2020 election. But then he went on to say that, quote, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Even for a norm breaker like Trump, calling for the outright termination of the Constitution was a first. The White House and Democrats reacted with condemnation. Republicans so far have been silent. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The two remaining candidates for the Georgia Senate seat are making their final appeals to voters before Tuesday's runoff election. The outcome will determine the final makeup of the Senate. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The sheriff's office in Moore County, North Carolina, is investigating a power outage last night that affected tens of thousands of homes and businesses. Officials say there's evidence that vandals damaged several substations. Utility crews are working to restore electricity. A longtime former congressman from Arizona has died. Jim Colby was 80. NPR's Amy Held reports the moderate Republican was often at odds with his own party.
Jim Colby got into politics at a young age, working as a teenage page for Senator Barry Goldwater. In 1985, Colby was elected to Congress as a Republican, representing a majority Democratic district in southern Arizona. He bucked his party and supported immigration, abortion, and gay rights. After a decade in office, Colby announced he was gay, but said it didn't affect how he legislated. He had voted against federal recognition of same-sex marriage, later changing his stance and marrying his partner. He retired from Congress in 2007, switching to the Independent Party in 2018, telling Arizona Public Media Congress had gotten more polarized and dysfunctional.
But I'm hopeful. I think the institutions are great. And I think they will pull us through.
The Arizona governor has ordered flags flown at half staff. Amy Held, NPR News.
Jury deliberations resume tomorrow in Los Angeles in the trial of Harvey Weinstein. The former movie producer is charged with 7 counts of rape and sexual assault and could face more than 60 years in prison. Weinstein is 70 years old and already serving a 23-year sentence for a conviction in New York. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.